something to eat. Sometimes it's savory, sometimes it's sweet. Snack situation. What you snacking on?
Hello, hungry people. This is Snack Situation. It's the podcast where we eat snacks. And we are Chris Sims, that's me. And with me as always is my co-host, Mr. Matt Wilson. Matt, you are the author of my pain.
Yep, that's the theme of this show, I suppose. We're eating Cheez-It pizza from Pizza Hut, which is really more of a Cheez-It calzone.
I was not sure what this thing was called when I went in there, so I had a devil of a time trying to explain. Because apparently there is also a Cheez-It stuffed crust regular pizza.
I see. This is what they call the Cheez-It, the stuffed Cheez-It pizza. And we've got a warmth situation in our snack situation, which is today a lunch situation. So unlike a regular episode of Snack Situation where we talk about the thing for a while before we eat it, I think we should go ahead and try
this. Every second makes this thing worse, I'm sure.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So I'm going to do a sauced bite and an unsauced bite.
Okay.
I got the pepperoni one, by the way.
I also got the pepperoni one. And Matt, let me tell you, I had to slam on the brakes on my way home. So this thing flew off my seat and landed face down on the floor.
Oh, it had no effect on it.
Yeah, no, was like, I looked at it and I was like, meh, yeah. Ain't getting any worse.
These are totally preserved things, but we'll get into it after we try it.
I feel like a borrower right now. All right, cheers. Is your sauce cold?
My sauce was warm when I got it.
Mine is a little bit chilly. Room temp, let's say.
So okay. here's something very weird.
Uh-huh.
It's worse with the sauce.
It's a little bit worse with the sauce, yeah.
Because, for better or worse, this is exactly as advertised.
Mm-hmm.
The Cheez-It crust tastes like a Cheez-It. And I think by virtue of that, dipping it in tomato sauce is weird. Because you wouldn't dip a Cheez-It in tomato sauce. I mean,
Maybe you might,
but it's not. It wouldn't be my choice.
How about you don't fucking tell me what to do?
Do you normally dip your Cheez-Its in tomato sauce?
No, absolutely not. Here's the other weird thing, Matt. This has cheese in it.
Yeah.
So, like, the crust also being cheese-infused bread is kind of a non-factor. Like, it definitely tastes like a Cheez-It.
Yeah.
But, like, a Cheez-It tastes like a extremely mild cheddar cheese. So, like, this could just be a calzone.
The Cheez-It kind of overpowers everything else.
See, I'm not sure it does. I find, like, the Cheez-It aftertaste certainly overpowers everything. I gotta say, they're not as bad as I thought they would be.
Well, here's what was
I would never eat them again.
Sure. But go ahead.
Oh, no, that was it. That was the end of my thought.
Oh, okay. Here's what is surprising to me. Well, let's talk a little bit about expectations here.
Mm-hmm.
I got handed the box. Like, if you go to the Pizza Hut website, this looks like one big Cheez-It calzone.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got handed the box, I fully expected to open this thing, and there just be to be one in here. It is, in fact, four smaller Cheez-It calzones than I was expecting.
How did they not call this the Chizone?
Because they had to get the full Cheez-It brand name in there.
Why didn't they call it the Cheez-It Chizone?
The Cheez-It Chizone. Well, because we talked about, at one point, the Pizzones are back, everybody.
Yeah, and not the podcast zone. That's a different Pizzone.
Yeah, the actual branded Pizza Hut calzone, the Pizzone.
Which is weird because it's just a calzone.
Yeah, but somehow they want to make it pizza. But yeah, it's back, and we talked about possibly, potentially doing that for this show. And, but you were doing a meatless month?
Yes.
In September? Was that back in September?
August.
August. You're doing a meatless August. And there's no pizzone that doesn't have meat in it.
Right.
And they come pre-made.
Yeah, they're Hot Pockets. They're literally just Hot Pockets.
That's kind of what these are. They're kind of like...
These are Cheez-It Pockets.
They're like Cheez-It Hot Pockets.
Yeah, you got it.
Without a doubt, these were made well before they arrived at my local Pizza Hut.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no one was crafting this while I sat in the lobby of a Pizza Hut where the dining room was closed until further notice.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, boy. That's where I'm at these days.
I'll say, they got the Cheez-It part right.
The Cheez-It does... Here's... Okay, this is the conversation. I was actually telling someone... I got a haircut this morning, Matt, and I know you don't like haircuts, but I enjoy them.
Okay.
And I was telling... The stylist who cut my hair, that I was going to do this today. And his question was like, is this like the Doritos Locos Taco, where as soon as you get it, like it is immediately like both somehow crumbling and soggy? And I was like, I'm not sure. But I do believe that like this only exists because the Doritos Locos Taco exists and is a success. We can agree on that, yes?
Yeah, I mean, it's part of the trend of fast food gimmickry these days.
Yes.
Where,
which we have chronicled in depth on this very program.
Where you cross over with some snack food you can buy at the grocery store.
Uh-huh.
And mix it with your thing, be it a taco or pizza or whatever.
Yeah, or a like an Oreo pie or a Snickers pie or a Doritos Locos Taco.
Like a Reese's Krispy Kreme.
A Reese's Krispy Kreme. Exactly.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. How do you get to Cheez-It? Because like Doritos, we have not ranked Doritos on this show. I don't know if we have discussed Doritos. One time I was over at your house and you just had Doritos and I was like, oh shit, you can just have Doritos.
It's like, true.
And I was excited about that revelation. But Matt, who's out there being like, I need more things with Cheez-It involved?
There are people who love Cheez-It.
There's people who love Cheez-It, but like, are they out there trying to get more Cheez-It in their life, or do they just want Cheez-It? Well, I kind of feel this way about like Sriracha. I like Sriracha, but I don't need Sriracha infused anything.
Well,
maybe peanuts.
I like Sriracha almonds. I have some Sriracha almonds on my desk right now.
Yes, you do.
The thing is, I was going to ask you this before we started, if you're a Cheez-It guy, like if you'll reach for a box of Cheez-Its.
I am not opposed to Cheez-Its. I'm not Cheez-Anti.
Okay.
You're not trying to think of a better one, but
you're not Cheese Ain't.
Oh, that's so much better, Matt. Oh, that was so much better. That was so much better that I feel bad now. shit. No, I'm not a Cheese Ain't. But like, my preferred snack cracker is that I'm going to get a Wheat Thin, or for 20 cents cheaper. At Target, you can get a Market Pantry Thin Wheat cracker. And then I will just have that with like hummus. Or I will eat chips and salsa, like tortilla chips. Or if I'm going to have like a chip situation, which is a type of snack situation, I'd have a Dorito or a Frito or the Trader Joe's Elote con Chile corn chips, which are fucking bomb as shit. If you have not had those, Matt, those are so good.
So what you're saying is
you're a fancy boy who has to top your cracker with something. You can't just enjoy the cheesy simplicity of a Cheez-It.
I'll eat a Cheez-It if it's around, but I'm not going to like go out of my way to get it.
Here's what I think. I think every fast food restaurant is eventually going to incorporate some kind of snack food that Claire from Bon Appetit, Claire Saffitz, has tried to recreate on Gourmet Makes.
Okay.
So she has made a Dorito. She has made an Oreo.
By the way, thinking you can make a Dorito, that is the – we have forgotten the myth of Icarus. If someone is out there trying to – like, I am not opposed to Gourmet Makes, and you know I'm a Bon Appetit guy.
Sure.
But, like, that is tampering in God's domain.
Doritos were not one of her – I don't want to say failures. Because she's never failed.
Right.
But Doritos were actually one of her better attempts. Her closest failure was trying to make a gourmet Starburst. Because she said from the start, like, this is going to be less gourmet than real Starbursts. Because real Starbursts have fruit juice in them. And her version didn't have fruit juice in it. But she's made Pop-Tarts. She's made... Pocky, and crucially, she has made her own version of a Cheez-It. Which means that Cheez-It, I think, is in the snack pantheon. And I have to say, the structural integrity of these, and the recreation of Cheez-It flavor, is rather impressive. That said... my biggest question about these is, why do they need to exist?
Yes, exactly. It needs to exist because the Fritos Chili Pie sells well at Sonic. The Doritos Locos Taco was a massively successful thing despite its structural and flavor failings. So they went down the list of what other crackers there are, and they got to Cheez-It, and hence this. Because here's the thing, Matt. You cannot compare this to a Cheez-It. Like, it's the Cheez-It flavor is fine. Like, it tastes like a Cheez-It. It looks like a Cheez-It. They have successfully recreated. They have successfully made a larger Cheez-It and then sandwiched some pizza filling between it. That is not what is in question. The question is this better than a Hot Pocket? And it is not. It is not as good as a pepperoni pizza Hot Pocket, which would cost me half as much.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Like, I either want, like, a little pizza pocket, like a little baby calzone with regular pizza dough, mm-hmm. or a big Cheez-It.
Yeah.
The combination of pizza stuff, the only reason pizza stuff is in here is because Pizza Hut is selling it.
Yeah, there's, like who has ever eaten a Cheez-It? And Matt, I assume you are a pro Cheez-It man since you called me a fancy lad.
I will certainly – I don't go out of my way to buy Cheez-Its.
Yeah, no one does.
But if Cheez-Its are available, I will certainly chow down on some Cheez-Its.
Yeah, I'll eat a Cheez-It. Sometimes Aiden comes home with Cheez-Its. I'll fuck up a handful of Cheez-Its. But like – but what I'm saying is no one has ever eaten a Cheez-It and been like, I wish this had pepperoni and mozzarella cheese in it. That's insane.
Like, now, the
Cheez-It.
There have been versions of cheese. You know, that like there are all those different varieties, flavors of Cheez-It.
Uh-huh.
There is a cheddar and Parmesan Cheez-It. There's a mozzarella Cheez-It. And I believe there was like something even closer to a pizza Cheez-It at one time. Mm-hmm. So they've made overtures toward pizzifying Cheez-Its.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I was never saying this needs to be stuffed with a different cheese.
You know what would really complete this experience of what's eating that? A Cheez-It would be pizza. No one has ever thought that.
Well, imagine, because you said there was the other option at Pizza Hut for just like a Cheez-It crust, right?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine someone saying, hey, we got a new topping for the pizza that we sell.
Mm-hmm.
It's Cheez-It crackers.
Mm-hmm.
You would say no thank you.
Yeah, I would say, Matt, I don't want to stifle innovation.
Sure.
You know that.
You are nothing but a promoter of invention.
I don't want, because here's the thing, no one has ever thought, I bet a pizza would complete this Cheez-It experience, and that means that there could be fertile ground there. This is an experiment. I just don't know how this experiment got to the phase where I can buy it.
Out of the, like, regional testing phase, you mean?
Yeah, we ain't in Cincinnati, Matt. So why is this here?
Famously a test market.
Procter & Gamble, headquartered in Cincinnati. Famously a test market.
Yeah, I don't know. The thing is, I don't hate this.
I don't hate it.
But I wouldn't...
I just hate this idea that it's the best.
If it weren't for the gimmick, and if I weren't doing this show, I would never think to put this in myself, in my body.
First of all, how did you not laugh at that? that was such a tailored for Matt Wilson reference.
You're right. I was in my own head. It was very good. I'm sorry.
Thank you. But yeah, like if I did not have a, like, I felt like I had to explain to everyone I encountered today that I was doing this essentially on a monetary dare.
You didn't have to tell anybody that you were doing it.
No, but I felt like the need to. I felt the need to pre-confess this sin before God.
Apocrypal's really getting to you, buddy.
Yeah.
The gluttony, the sin of gluttony. Yeah, I mean, look, I'll eat enough of this to justify the cost and to eat my lunch. But I'll never want to eat this again. I'm impressed that they pulled it off as successfully as they did. It is exactly what is advertised. It's just why. I'm at cross purposes with this.
Yeah. There's no reason. Because here's the thing. This is worse than a calzone.
Yeah.
This honestly is not as good as just like eating a Cheez-It.
It's not as good as just like eating a handful of Cheez-Its, no. Because I think the big part of it, so we both got the pepperoni one, which I think the pepperoni adds a little something else to the taste.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just got the cheese one, that's just cheese and more cheese. I'm not sure. I mean, I guess they're two different kinds of cheese.
They would do better selling this with zero filling. Just a large, just a big cheese warm it. Cheese it.
That's what I've been saying from the get-go.
And
but they
like,
can't do that because it's Pizza Hut.
They can't do that because it's Pizza Hut. And also they can't do that because what would you do with it? Like it would need to come with something. Because otherwise it would feel weird to just buy three large warm Cheez-Its, four large warm Cheez-Its.
You know? Okay, let's get in the R&D lab here for a second.
But you don't really dip Cheez-Its into anything.
That's what I'm saying. If I am sure at some point, the geniuses at Pizza Hut, the food geniuses,
the marketing geniuses,
had the thought, well, what if we did like Cheez-It garlic bread? You know? What if we did like just a big warm Cheez-It that you dip in sauce and it can be like a breadstick, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And somebody was like, well, that doesn't make any sense. Nobody dips a Cheez-It. You just eat a Cheez-It. We can give them sauce with our little Cheez-It pizza if somebody wants that. But it needs to be – the package needs to be Cheez-It and Pizza Hut together.
Because mm-hmm. Yeah, like, this package – we'll put up pictures of it. This package has
it's very two branded. Logos.
Yeah.
It's very branded.
Highly branded. On the side, it says baked, toasty, cheesy with a Z.
Yeah. It's not, Matt, it's not as good as a pizza. It's not as good as a Cheez-It. It's not as good as a Hot Pocket, which is the closest comparable item. What is the point of view? Cheez-It pizza. Cheez-It stuffed Cheez-It.
Yeah, the fact that it is wrong that it is called the stuffed Cheez-It pizza. By no definition is this pizza.
No.
It is at least a calzone. And honestly, it's a cracker, a large cracker stuffed with pizza.
It's a stuffed Cheez-It. They should just call it a stuffed Cheez-It, but again, they can't because Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut, yeah. What's your second on? What's your second on? Well, let's rank this monstrosity. I am going to say this.
Say it.
It felt fine during the chewing and swallowing. I can already feel the stomach rejecting.
Oh, yeah. No, Matt, I knew it was going to be a bad day. I ran so many errands this morning because I knew, like, hey, round about 1 o'clock, it's fucking done.
All right, let's rank this this bad boy. Is it – where's the part of the list where we just don't understand why something exists?
I mean, we don't understand why any of those Mountain Dews exist, but I would eat this 100 times.
Oh yeah, it's better than any of those Mountain Dews.
It's not.
I feel like it's weirdly comparable to the McDonald's donut sticks.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, we also weren't quite sure why apple fries existed and why they were sold with ranch. That is still the most mystifying thing that has happened on this show.
The apple fries being with ranch is the weirdest thing in the world. Apple fries as a concept makes sense, though.
Yeah, no, it's just like little bits of apple. Also, it's better. The donut sticks are kind of similarly bad. I'll never have donut sticks again.
Right, and why would McDonald's, the burger chain, work its way into the realm of Krispy Kreme and Dunkin' Donuts, you know?
Yeah.
It's baffling in a different way. But as much as these existing.
Yes. Very, very, very much so, Matt.
So how do we think this compares to those?
I mean, they were pretty bad, but here's the thing. Dunking the donut sticks made them better. Dunking the Cheez-Its makes them worse.
Yeah. I think maybe, I don't know, maybe this is too cute. Let me know if this is too cute.
Okay.
We put the stuffed Cheez-It pizza dry directly under McDonald's donut sticks dunked. And we put the Cheez-It pizza sauced directly under McDonald's donut sticks dry.
The only problem with that is that I can't really see the necessity of ranking it dunked and dry. The donut stick was a different experience. This is not a different experience. It's just slightly worse because it's just dipping sauce.
It's just got pizza sauce on it, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then I would say I think that would be too high for the dry Cheez-It pizza anyway. Because honestly, the Migos white cheddar with a dab of ranch popcorn grew on me and was better than this.
Did you dab?
I did not. It was implied.
Here's a very comparable thing. McDonald's, Australian, cheesy, bacon, fries.
Okay, those made me actually sick. This is better than that.
Okay, well, but these aren't as good as the Christmas tree brownie.
I don't know. The Christmas tree brownie is not what you want it to be.
Christmas tree brownie is also bad, but if I put these in front of you, what would you pick?
Whew, that's a tough call. That's a really tough call.
It's the nature of the list, Matt.
Like, the Little Debbie brownies are just, like, weirdly dense and not as tasty as you want them to be. I'm gonna say right under the donut sticks, the dry donut sticks. Give these.
So better than the Santa Claus brownie
and the Christmas tree brownie. Yeah.
Okay. All right. If that's I roundly disagree, but I feel like I might be in the minority on that one.
The brownies are not good.
The brownies are not good. Do not get it twisted.
I
but
think
this is also not good.
Stick with me. This is a better representation of Cheez-It with pizza stuff inside than those Little Debbie brownies are a representation of a real brownie.
So you're saying faith in, like, conceptual faith?
Yes, I'm saying fidelity.
Fidelity to the concept. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Compelling argument? So mote it be. let's enter it on the list. It is worse than dry McDonald's donut sticks, which is a fucking low bar this thing could not clear.
I mean, those had cinnamon sugar on them. Like, they were at least...
Yeah.
Like, they had some good-ish flavor to them. I'd rather eat any other donut-y thing from a place that makes donuts, but...
I wish this thing was so not so obviously, like, shipped frozen to a Pizza Hut. Because, like, I feel if you could go in and say, like, give me a Cheez-It stuffed pizza, do not stuff it, that would be a worthwhile experience.
But Pizza Hut employees get trained to make pizza. They do not get trained to make something that looks exactly like a Cheez-It. You know? Mm-hmm. Like, the only way to make this work and have it be consistent at every Pizza Hut is to ship it, you know, frozen, already made. And they just pop it in the pizza oven for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You know?
In the words of Metallica, you know it's sad but true.
You know it's sad but true. I mean, they do the same thing. What's shocking, though, is that they don't make the pizzones there. Because if I didn't make it clear, when we wanted to do pizzones for this, you called your local Pizza Hut and you said, hey, can you make me one without meat? And they said, nah.
They said, nah, dog. No, can do.
They said, nah.
That's going to be a no from me.
They're already made.
Yeah, and here's what's weird. I've been actually making a lot of calzones lately because I've been using the Bon Appetit. Again, you know I'm a fan. The Bon Appetit, like, easy calzone recipe, easy vegetarian calzones.
Yeah.
Throwing some, like, sautéed mushrooms up in there. It's been good as H. The problem is the dough. Because they say to use store-bought pizza dough, but I feel like their store-bought pizza dough in New York City comes in like a lump that you flatten out, whereas like the dough that I'm getting is like pre-flattened, which means I need to like cut it and work it and fold it over. And it's actually very difficult. I just need to make my own dough. But what I'm saying is, if you have pizza dough, it's very easy to make a calzone. And I'm sure they got dough. It's fucking Pizza Hut.
They got mad dough at Pizza Hut. The dough at Pizza Hut, I know this because, a little known fact about me, I love watching fast food training videos on YouTube because they're somehow hilarious to me.
I did not know that, but I am not surprised.
Yeah. So I watched a Pizza Hut training video that basically says that, like, pizza dough is already portioned out in, like, the fridge at Pizza Hut. So all you have to do is just grab a medium pizza portion of dough and put it in the pan. And, like, everything is portioned out. So they could have a standard pizzone portion already, you know?
Because, like, all you do is, like, grab a small, fold it in half with some stuff in it, and that's a calzone.
And you put it in the oven.
My fellows.
Yeah, put it in the oven.
I don't know. I also wonder if maybe it's cooking time is the problem.
Yeah, they want to get these out fast.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, I mean, like, you know, yeah, you would have to leave it in the thing long enough to make sure, like, say, sausage was not raw. So, probably it's a timing problem. Anyway, we have ranked this. Don't get it. It's not good.
I mean, unless you're just, like, driven by absolute morbid curiosity like us.
If someone's giving you money every month to do it, then absolutely.
You happen to be able to pay for it with your semi-successful podcast business. That's the only way I can really recommend it.
Yeah. I would say even then, shit, we've already done it, so.
Yeah. Too late now.
Spare yourself.
We'll be back next month, everybody.
We're going to have a good one next month, Matt. Should we say what it is?
Let's not give it away. Let's not give it away. I think we may have talked about it last time.
Okay, because I've got the tickets in my hands right now.
Oh, that's exciting. And those are good for any time?
Those are good for any time.
Okay. Well, we're going to be going somewhere next month. We're going to do one of those famous Snack Situation road trips. So stay tuned for that. I know we'll be eating some stuff that's better than these.
Absolutely.
So until then, everybody, what have you got to say to the folks, Chris?
Oh, I thought you were going to say something you said until then.
Yeah, I realize I don't say the catchphrase.
Yeah. So until then, everybody, when you next dine with us, stay hungry.
What's a snack it on?
This has been a Kleitos Media production.